Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Laura Branigan. I mean, Jimmy is doing his thing musically on this show. I am all about every song he's playing. At the end of the Pizzola segment there, you heard knocking on Crowder's door. That was the hotel telling him that he had to check out. Remember, he told us he had a late checkout today. So he has to, we don't have him right now because he has to get out of the hotel room. He's up in New York. He did Tamron Hall this morning with Fred Taylor and Ryan Clark. I'll start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Big day on Wall Street today. The Fed, they had their rate cut announcement saying that they believe 3 rate cuts will be on the way this year. Yeah, market reacted well to that. Dow Jones up 401 points. S&P 500 up 46 points, and the NASDAQ up 202 points. Cat talk, hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are off till tomorrow. They've been off for several days now. Colby Guy, who covers the Panthers, he tweeted out, Florida Panthers coach Paul Maurice said he expects Sasha Barkov to play tomorrow night after skating on his own ahead of today's practice. Matthew Tkachuk will be questionable up until game time tomorrow. And one other reminder, we're going to do the show out there tomorrow, me and Crowder. He's flying back from New York. We're going to do the show out there tomorrow. Saturday, Panthers are in New York, take on the Rangers. The official Panthers watch party is at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. There'll be mascot appearances, Panther Patrol, drink specials, prizes courtesy of Funky Buddha. So Saturday night, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park is the place to watch the Panthers-Rangers game. All right, let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know truck. Shout out to a texter who put me onto this story. Andy Slater tweeted out just a few minutes ago, new, the Miami Marlins are selling all-you-can-eat seats starting at $52. That includes chili dogs, nachos with cheese, burgers, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, sodas, and more. All of that is included.
Yeah, it's a baseball bundle is what the press release says.
Hey.
Baseball, you know, spelled Spanish, bundle.
Baseball.
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 This would entice me. I mean, listen, we get free tickets. But if we didn't, this would entice me, Hawk, because you get to go to a Marlins game, and you get to stuff your face. And then you get unlimited burgers, nachos with cheese, and glizzies.
Season starts tomorrow. A week from today? Week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow. It's the 28th. Yeah.
Yeah, week from tomorrow.
Here's the thing, though, with that. You hope it's not just like one kiosk. well, in the stadium.
That always makes you nervous. Anytime they do these all-you-can-eat sections,
yeah,
it's like, oh, there's one stand, you know, because they do, oh, you can refill popcorn whenever you want. But there's no way to, like, there's a line of a million people
right.
who are just trying to order their food.
Right.
Like, they make it impossible. Here's what the press release says. The Miami Marlins are debuting a brand new baseball bundle at Lone Depot Park for fans who want to watch the game like a true MVP. Starting at $52, the all-you-can-eat ticket includes premium seating on the Legends level, sections 201 to 204, plus unlimited access to Fire Eats and non-alcoholic drinks at the Caliente Grill concession stand, section 202, through the end of the seventh inning.
Hmm.
So it's one stand, the Caliente Grill.
Yeah, all right, never mind. I mean, it's cool. It's a good deal, but...
Well, listen, for only $52, it happens. Now, it says starting at $52, so what does that mean?
I don't know. You only get like glizzies if you're only paying the $52, or
right,
does
like,
it come
there,
with
is there
with
an
soda?
Upsell? Like right, like how can I upgrade this? Caliente Grill's selections feature a wide variety of ballpark favorites with a fiery 305 twist, including hot dogs, chili dogs, nachos with cheese, chili nachos, cheeseburgers, popcorn, peanuts, cookies, sodas, and water. Alcoholic beverages are available for purchase at the adjacent bar. That's always annoying, too. You wait in line for the food or whatever. Now I got to go wait in a different line for the beer.
Yeah.
How about we combine the lines here?
What's the 305 twist? What's the Miami twist with burgers, Let's hot see. Dogs, peanuts, chili
we
dogs?
We are thrilled to introduce our new all-you-can-eat seats, a one-of-a-kind experience at Lone Depot Park, said Thiago Pinto, Marlins chief marketing officer. That's my friend.
Yeah, it's your guy.
I did that Marlins roundtable with Thiago. Marlins baseball has something for everyone and now has even more for those fans looking to feast all game long as they chant, dance, and cheer on the Marlins. The fiesta continues when the Marlins host the Pirates opening day. See if fans are bringing a crew or more. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what makes the Miami twist at the Caliente Grill.
Because if they throw in unlimited croquetas, they could charge me $1,000. I think I'm in.
Right.
You know,
I don't think they have the croquetas anywhere, but
that little stand in the back,
Islas Canarias.
Yeah, Islas Canarias.
Yeah.
There's something special about that though. Like around the sixth inning, seventh inning, you walk back there. Take down two croquetas. You get a cafe. Marlins Park is doing something right with that, man.
I love going there. I love going to Marlins games. I do think they have pretty good food concessions. Like tomorrow we'll be at the Panthers. You know I love the Panthers. They got that Publix, Panthers pub sub.
Yeah.
They brought us those last time we were out there. But the Panthers concessions are a little on the weak side. Mm. I'm just calling it like I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love the Panthers.
Yeah.
$23 potato.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go off on this rant again. You're telling me I can go to a Marlins game. I can get my ticket and all I can eat food, $52.
Right.
Or I can go to a Panthers game, buy a ticket, spend $40 to park, and then buy a $23 potato?
I saw yesterday, speaking of potatoes, you got the Flanny's hack when you order the potato skins. You posted this on your IG. And
I had no idea. Did you know this?
I did. I did know about this. The Flanny's hack with their barbecue sauce and their loaded potato skins.
So I go to Flanagan's. My wife's out of town, I told you. So I'm sitting at the bar, just me at Flanny's. Time of my life. Ice cold Diet Coke. All the men are there drinking beers. Me and an ice cold Diet Coke.
No Coke Zero?
They don't have Coke Zero, only Diet Coke. And I say, I'm going to take an order of potato skins. How about that for taking up a bar seat? One Diet Coke and potato skins. There's a guy next to me. He's like hammering beers, eating four slabs of ribs. But I get the potato skins, and the bartender, she's like, you ever dip them in our barbecue sauce? And I said, I didn't know people do that. And she's like, yeah. So, and I love their barbecue sauce. I'll dip anything in their barbecue sauce. I'd never thought of a potato. And a lot of people DM me when I posted it on Instagram yesterday. They're like, how did you not know that? Or people saying, one of my friends said, it's like barbecue potato chips. Like barbecue sauce goes on potatoes.
Yeah.
Jimmy DM'd me and said that should be illegal.
What?
But you know Jimmy has a child's palate.
Right. Illegal.
So like the thought, but that, like, he responded, he's like, oh my God, that should be illegal.
So what do you put on your potato skins, Jimmy? Ketchup?
No ketchup on that. Just
no sour cream. I think, but I've only put sour cream on them. But I have to tell you, the Flanagan's barbecue sauce
elite
on the potato skins was fantastic.
Elite.
Because I was gonna placate her. I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'll try it. I couldn't stop doing it. Like, it made them 1,000 times better.
The thing is, at Flanagan's, they leave the container of barbecue sauce there for you. Kind of like how they would leave any other condiment, mustard, ketchup.
Yes.
Bro, I've gotten weird with that barbecue sauce. You know how when you order the Joe's Meal Deal, they'll bring out the salad with
the
bacon bits.
Rolls in the barbecue sauce.
No, not the garlic. No, because you just dip it right into the butter. So good. But I'll throw a little of that barbecue sauce on top of my Caesar. You know, just a little extra kick as well.
What?
I'll get weird with that barbecue sauce. That barbecue sauce is good on anything. Anything.
You know what makes it really good? The little plastic squirter.
Yes, it's so good.
It's the best delivery system for barbecue sauce.
Right. Even
a little
ketchup,
plastic squirter.
Even ketchup. If it's
is
in that,
much better in that. Yeah.
Right. If it's in
totally
that little
agree.
Plastic squirt bottle mm-hmm. where you can just. It's yep. better than the big ketchup bottle you're getting in your fridge, which is fine. You put it in your fridge, but it's just too much squirt. You know what I mean?
Somebody text in, the garlic rolls with the barbecue sauce is so good.
It probably is.
That barbecue sauce is great. It really, it's got a little sweet tang mm-hmm. to it. Yeah.
They sell them.
I know. So someone else DM'd me and he said, you know, I used to steal the barbecue sauce because I wanted it at home. He said, but they started selling it, so I don't have to anymore. I can buy it. But then I was saying to him, you would steal that whole squirter, huh? Walk out with the squirter. Is that a squirter in your pocket, or you're just happy to see me?
Hey-o. Yo, people will steal anything from restaurants, though. I know people that steal silverware, plates.
Oh, I told you, when I was in college at UM, our entire kitchen was done by Tony Roma's.
Just walk out with a whole new fork and
jingling
knife
jingling and jangling with all, like... The waitress had to know the fifth time I couldn't find my fork.
The thing is, yesterday you post that picture of you at Flanagan's. You're sitting at the bar. I get nervous for you when you go to a bar like Flanagan's at night by yourself. Because what I picture when I'm sitting at the bar at Flanagan's, people are taking shots. They're ordering, you know, some sort of like vodka drink. Everybody's getting hammered. And the men that are there, they're arguing LeBron versus Michael Jordan. Like, they're getting into these deep sports debates. And I know you, and you're going to start pulling out your Mount Rushmore of James, who played for the Miami Heat, and not have LeBron on it.
Jamals. Mount Rushmore of Jamals.
Still haven't found any other Jamals that played for the Miami Heat. I'm going to need a little help there from the text line.
Yeah, I was sitting there. There were like three guys pounding drinks, talking about how much they love Trump. I'm like, a Diet Coke and a potato skins over here, please. Thank you. And can you turn that game off the TV and put on MSNBC?
So tonight, the Miami Heat, they are going to play the Cleveland Cavaliers, or a version of the Miami Heat are going to play the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. Jimmy Butler is questionable. Bam Adebayo is questionable. Nikola Jokic, he is questionable as well. No Duncan Robinson, no Kevin Love, and no Tyler Hero for the Miami Heat. And as for the Cleveland Cavaliers, they're down a bunch of players as well. Our guy Max Strus is going to be out. Evan Mobley is going to be out. And Donovan Mitchell is going to be out as well.
Ira Winderman tweets out, Orlando Robinson and Alondis Williams have made it back to the Heat from the G League. They are available tonight in Cleveland.
This could be the Cole Swider game, too. He's back with them as well. The amazing Swider-Man, baby. Get a nice little Swider run tonight.
All right. I'll give you 50 minutes of Heat in the next segment. We'll figure out what we're betting tonight.
Hawk, I'm trying to put together, I do a projected starting lineup for every game. It's a sponsored feature. I'm trying to figure out the starting lineups, but I don't know. Anybody's guess is as good as mine.
My bartender at Flanny's, Kate Middleton, Jimmy, Len, and Guzio.
Sting is coming off the bench, and we don't know which one, but one of the Stings is coming off the bench tonight. The Panthers, as Hawk mentioned, they're back on the ice tomorrow. Inter Miami, they'll play the New York Red Bulls on Saturday in New York. Lionel Messi is not expected to play. A couple other games we have to keep an eye on as for regarding the Eastern Conference. So the Heat are in the eighth place right now. Sixers, who are the sixth seed, they play at the Suns tonight. Heat are a game back. Pacers are the seventh seed. They're in Detroit to play the Pistons tonight on the road. Miami a half game back of Indiana.
All right.
All right, Hawk. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right. I believe mid to upper 60s. Going to be a little chilly tonight.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mid to upper 60s tonight in South Florida.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to learn anything about Dame Lillard on this show, but you might learn a little bit about liver function.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Somebody texted in. Jamal Mashburn. Jamal Kane. Jamal McGlure. Jamal Robinson. I don't remember Jamal Robinson.
Yeah, me neither. Probably should have had Jamal Kane in the bag, though. That's a little embarrassing.
And Jamal McGlure.
The big cat.
He's legend.
Yeah, man.
That's because Crowder just got kicked out of his hotel room. I wanted to play the nickname game. You just said big cat. But I want to play it when Crowder's here. But give me one. Before I get to 15 minutes of heat, give me one. Solana debuted yesterday. Nicknames. What is this? Nicknames you would never guess for athletes?
Yeah, nicknames that you've probably never heard of or you'd be surprised to learn.
Give me one. I want to play this when Crowder's here. So,
let's see. One that you might be able to get. Well, you know, Skip to My Lou. Everybody knows that one, right?
That is basketball... Skip to My Lou. Wasn't his name just Skip to My Lou? Like, wasn't it a guy from, like, the
right.
N1 tour or something?
Yeah, right. Yeah, his name, his government name was Skip to My Lou Hawk.
No, but,
yeah,
like, no, He know. Hate Me. Nobody knows what He Hate Me was other than He Hate Me.
No. Skip to My Lou played for the Miami Heat, but he had a real name in the NBA, his government-issued name.
Does the government issue you names?
You know what I mean. You don't know Skip to My Lou? Rafer Alston.
Rafer Alston.
Yeah.
Any other Rafers on the Heat?
Since we're talking about food in the last segment, I've been holding on to this for a while. The wafer is a massively underrated cookie.
I hate the wafer.
What?
Yeah, my wife and son love the wafer. I hate the wafer.
Bro, I've been...
It's stupid.
I've been eating... It's not stupid.
It's stupid.
It is
just
so good,
stupid.
Man.
I hate it's these good. Wafers.
I've been eating wafers every night for the past 3 weeks. You can buy 3 packs of wafers at Publix right now for 99 cents.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're stupid. It's just such a stupid cookie.
Man, I love wafers so much, man. So much. What's your problem with the wafer? You don't like a waffle?
Nah, it's just like it's too airy. It's too crummy. If you want a sandwich cookie, get an Oreo or a Milano. Like, I don't understand the wafer. It doesn't have any of the characteristics of a good cookie.
It does because it has the crunch. And the key is you eat 2 wafers at one time. That's the key. You get that perfect... That
stupid
perfect
cookie.
Crunch, man.
It's a good nickname, though, when those things go viral on, like, Twitter, you know, of, like, a fat guy playing basketball. Like, what's his name? Wafer Alston.
Wafer Alston.
Yeah. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. So, pre-heat tonight starts at 5:45, by the way. And the game tips off at 7 from Cleveland. Jason Jackson will be on the call tonight, but Solano will get you started at 5:45. Right now, the Cavs are 2-point favorites over the Heat. Here are some of your player props, if you like any of these. And again, Jimmy Butler's questionable, but his over-under is 23.5. Terry Rozier over-under is 18.5. Well, Bam has an over-under here. Oh, I guess he's questionable.
He's
too.
Questionable.
He could play.
Yeah, he's questionable.
His over-under is 18.5. And then for the Cavs, Darius Garland, 21.5. Jared Allen, 15.5. Caris LeVert, 15.5. Boy, there's really no one playing.
We need shooters, baby. Who's stepping up tonight?
Man, you know what? As the game gets closer, they'll have more player props.
Little
because
Patty
it
Mills.
Depends, like the whole Jovic prop or, Hattie Mill. Like, who's going to have props tonight? Who is going to play tonight?
No, I mean, I was making a joke earlier, but you could be looking at a situation where you've got Cole Swider playing some minutes. DeLon Wright is going to play heavy minutes. Patty Mills is going to get time. If Bam doesn't play, Thomas Bryant and Orlando Robinson are kind of your only 2 options at center. Niko Jovic might get some run tonight if he ends up playing heavy minutes also. Tough times, bro. Tough times.
Yeah, I think Rob Pizzola was onto something in the 3 o'clock hour. You can't bet this game until you know who's going to be active, because there's way too many question marks here. Because you could get Bam and Jimmy, or you could get neither Bam nor Jimmy. I'll tell you what, Heat +2 right now, if you think Bam and Jimmy are going to play, take that line right now.
Yeah, it's not a bad point by you.
I just don't know if they're going to play. I feel like, I don't know. I think I got to lay off this. I'm not saying lay off it, until we get closer.
I was about to say, are you okay? You're going to lay off?
Because I'll give you a Patty Mills over 1.5 made threes.
What's his over under going to be set at, Patty Mills? 6.5?
Yeah, it just depends on who's playing.
Yeah.
You know? Because if he's gonna play 30 minutes.
It's funny though, because 2.5 weeks ago, we're talking about, all right, this is the time. Here we go. You know, the Heat go with 8 guys because of suspensions after the All-Star break. They win in Sacramento. Next night, they win in Portland. And we're like, all right, here we go. It's time for the Heat to flip the switch, kick it in overdrive. It's Jimmy Butler time. And then fast forward 2.5 weeks, we're talking about Patty Mills overs playing 30 minutes in a game versus Cleveland that you need to win.
That Orlando Robinson made it to the game in time.
Alondis Williams and Orlando Robinson's flight landed in Cleveland on time, so they're available. Whatever.
Who do they play on Friday? Are they back home Friday?
Yeah, they play your boy, Zion Williamson, who got up for a dunk last night. I don't know if you saw it.
I did not.
Bro, he jumped out of the building.
I'm going to have to watch and see what happens tonight because I can't give you any I can't give you any insight on this. Preheat starts at 5:45 with Solana tonight on this very radio station.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Puntas las pilas.
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's Pat Riley's birthday. We mentioned that. 79 years old. Looks terrific for 79. He's got to be coming, though, to the tail end of his presidency. But somebody emailed Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel in the Ask Ira column. Availability is the best ability. How does Pat Riley sleep at night seeing so many of his players taking nights off during the playoff race? And Ira responds, first, out of fairness, let's turn it around and also give credit where credit is due. There likely is not a body part on Bam Adebayo that is not beaten, bruised, or bandaged. And yet he's been out there every night since returning from his hip contusion on December 18th. Then there's Caleb Martin, who's playing with his thumb in a wrap, but has not missed time since returning from his ankle sprain on January 14th. And then consider Duncan Robinson pushing through his back soreness as long as possible on Monday in Philly, with his only missed time since November 25th, being when he was placed in concussion protocol by the NBA after playing through that blow that he absorbed at Madison Square Garden. So the notion of this team as being indifferent to the regular season is unfair on many counts. All of that said, you're only as good as your leading men in the NBA. And without Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, each out for more than a quarter of the season, there clearly are limits on the Heat's upside. Now, that was a great answer by Ira, because we're goofing around today. Nobody's available. Nobody's playing, you know, and this happens. Listen, it's a Wednesday night game in Cleveland. Does Cleveland have a top 4 seed locked up, or is there still a little wiggle room there? I haven't looked at how many games back everybody is.
No, there's definitely wiggle room between them and Milwaukee and potentially for them to drop out of the top 4. I mean, it would be not a catastrophic drop for them, but it's possible that the Knicks can catch them. Like, it's still very possible.
So the Knicks are the 4 seed right now. The Knicks are 13 games back. Cavs are 11 games back. Bucks are 10 games back. So really, the Knicks and the Magic can toggle between 4 and 5. There's a fairly big jump, 3 games to the Sixers, Pacers, the Heat.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that Miami can get a home playoff, can host a playoff series in the first round, a week and a half ago was still very real. They were a half game back.
It's still not out of the question. It's still not out of the question. To get to the 4 seed, so what? The Knicks are 13 games back of the Celtics. The Heat are 17 games back. So that's 4 games separating them from the 4 seed with other teams in the mix. So it's not as easy as, you know, the Knicks lose 4 and the Heat win 4. The only reason I'm trying to figure it out is because if Jimmy and Bam were to miss tonight, like, do they pretty much, is the top 4 seed out of the question for them? It kind of is. You don't want to be in the play-in game, but getting to the top 4 seed is pretty dicey.
Here's why I say it's kind of out of the question, though, Hawk, because when you look at the Heat schedule over the past week and a half and who they've beaten and who they've lost to,
right,
and then you package that with who's been available over the past week and a half, Miami's last three victories going back to March 5th. So in the last 15 days, the Heat only have wins
Two are against Detroit.
All three are against Detroit.
All three are against Detroit.
One was at home. And their only victories in the month of March came against Utah, Detroit. That's it. They beat Detroit three times. They beat Utah March 2nd on their home floor. By the way, Jimmy had 37 points in that game. That's it. They haven't beaten anybody else. Those are two teams who are not good, who are not fighting to be in a playoff position. Every other team Miami has faced outside of Washington, which they lost to, is a playoff team, and the Heat lost to them.
All right. So we kind of know what's coming up and where they stand. I do like Ira's track, though, on the answer, which is you don't always have to focus on this person missing and that person missing. You can also focus on look at the guys who are gutting it out all season long through, you know.
It's why I told you yesterday, I thought Bam Adebayo sounded pissed after the game Monday because, bro, he's out there. And say what you want about
Bam. He's getting beaten up. Like Ira says, he's getting beaten up every game.
Every single game. And I know a lot of Heat fans have criticisms about Bam and his offensive game. And bro, say what you want about Bam. You can't question the fact that the dude is a bleeping warrior. And I think a lot of guys on this team are. They're playing through injury. They're playing banged up. And night in, night out, they're being asked to go out there and play with a shell of this roster. So I hate that idea of nobody cares about the regular season. No, I mean, Jimmy Butler's hurt right now. If he could be playing, he would be playing. Tyler Hero obviously can't suit up right now. He's just doing himself a disservice by not being out there. You know what I mean, Hawk? Why would Tyler Hero purposefully just be saying, I'm not playing? I mean, he's doing himself a disservice by not being out there. These guys aren't skipping regular season games. You wanted to use that in January, February, fine. All right, we could joke around about it. Nobody's sitting out games at this point of the season.
Anybody who can be out there at this point of the season will be out there.
Right. Nobody's sitting out games. Who cares about the regular season?
Well, they've got the Cavs tonight. Then they host the Pelicans. Then they host the Cavs. Then they host Golden State. They host Portland.
Yeah.
They have a chance to get some wins here.
For sure. No, I mean, they play a lot of teams.
And they're in Washington.
The Heat's regular season schedule compared to the Knicks, the Magic, the Pacers, and the Sixers. All the teams are fighting for between 4 and 8. They had the easiest strength of schedule of all those teams going down the end of their season. And they also have the luxury of playing most of their games of these final 15 at home as well. They end their 4-game road trip today. They do have one more 3-game road trip that comes in early April at Houston, at Indiana, at Atlanta. All of those are winnable games. Most of their regular season games remaining are at home.
How many games are left?
15? 14?
I have them going 15-0 in this stretch.
14 games remaining, including tonight.
I have them going 15-0, which is weird. All right, we'll take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
When did the Brewers move to the National League?
What city are the Brewers in?
Hawk and Crowder. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.